Councilmember Nick Licata, who sponsored the bill, called this another example of Seattle leading the nation in the right direction.
Perhaps it's not in the best of economic times, but we're recognizing that a great city, a world-class city, is one that cares for the welfare of all who work within its jurisdiction.
The new legislation mandates that businesses offer sick time based on the size of the company. A business with fewer than 50 full-time employees would have to provide at least 5 days of paid sick leave a year. Mid-sized companies with less than 250 employees would have to give workers 7 days. Large businesses would be required to give 9 days of sick leave. There are exemptions. Businesses less than 2 years old and mom-and-pop shops with fewer than 4 employees. Council President Conlin was the sole dissenter. He's disturbed by the possibility that management will use sick leave as a bargaining tool over other benefits, such as pay raises or vacation. Conlin also argued all businesses should meet the same standards.
It sets up a tiered system based on the size of the company, the organization. And I don't see how this kind of inequality can be justified.
The new law will go into effect in September 2012. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.